Hello, my name is Sochil Dixon. I'll be sharing a personal story in today's encouragement from our daily bread, reflecting the light of the sun. After I had a conflict with my mother, she finally agreed to meet with me more than an hour away from my home. But upon arriving, I discovered she'd left before I got there. In my anger, I wrote her a note, but I revised it after I felt God nudging me to respond in love. After my mother read my revised message, she called me. "You've changed," she said. God used my note to lead my mom to ask about Jesus and, eventually, receive him as her personal savior. In Matthew 5, Jesus affirms that his disciples are the light of the world. He said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." As soon as we receive Christ as our Savior, we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. He transforms us so we can be radiant testimonies of God's truth and love wherever we go. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be joyful lights of hope and peace who look more and more like Jesus every day. Every good thing we do then becomes an act of grateful worship, which looks attractive to others and can be perceived as vibrant faith. Surrendered to the Holy Spirit, we can give honor to the Father by reflecting the light of the Son, Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Let's pray. Jesus, please shine your vibrant light of love in and through our lives so we can give honor to the Father and encourage others to put their trust in you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.